Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Saturday, August 27th. Happy Saturday! I'm reading from the New International Version. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 31 verses 14 through 29. And in this section, Moses is predicting that Israel will rebel against God. My family, we watched this video last night about South Carolina football and Shane Beamer and his program. And the thing that we heard over and over again was the importance of attitude and effort. And as I read this text in preparation for today, I kept coming back to those ideas that the people of God, their attitude needed to be one that was soft and humble. And Moses regards them as stiff-necked. And then their effort must be to follow the laws of the Lord. And instead, it's like they're trying, he's predicting at least that they will try every way they can to get away from the laws of the Lord, that they will be a rebellious people. So as we read today, my prayer for us is that we would have attitude and effort that reflect our desire to honor God. Israel's rebellion predicted. The Lord said to Moses, "Now the day of your death is near. Call Joshua and present yourselves to the tent of meeting, where I will commission him." So Moses and Joshua came and presented themselves at the tent of meeting. Then the Lord appeared at the tent in a pillar of cloud, and the cloud stood over the entrance to the tent. And the Lord said to Moses, "You are going to rest with your fathers, and these people will soon prostitute themselves to the foreign gods of the land they are entering. They will forsake me and break the covenant I made with them. On that day, I will become angry with them and forsake them. I will hide my face from them, and they will be destroyed. Many disasters and difficulties will come upon them, and on that day they will ask, 'Have not these disasters come upon us because our God is not with us?' And I will certainly hide my face on that day because of all their wickedness in turning to other gods. Now write down for yourselves this song and teach it to the Israelites to have them sing it, so that it may be a witness for me against them. When I have brought them into the land flowing with milk and honey, the land I promised on oath to their forefathers, and when they eat their fill and thrive, they will turn to other gods and worship them, rejecting me and breaking my covenant. And when many disasters and difficulties come upon them, this song will testify against them, because it will not be forgotten by their descendants. I know what they are disposed to do, even before I bring them into the land I promised them on oath." So Moses wrote down this song that day and taught it to the Israelites. The Lord gave this command to Joshua, son of Nun: "Be strong and courageous, for you will bring the Israelites into the land I promised them on oath, and I myself will be with you." After Moses finished writing in the book the words of the law from beginning to end, he gave this command to the Levites, who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord: "Take this book of the law and place it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God. There it will remain as a witness against you. For I know how rebellious and stiff-necked you are. If you have been rebellious against the Lord while I am still alive and with you, how much more will you rebel after I die? Assemble before me all the elders of your tribes and all your officials, so that I can speak these words in their hearing and call heaven and earth to testify against them. For I know that after my death, you are sure to become utterly corrupt and to turn from the way I have commanded you. In days to come, disaster will fall upon you because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord and provoke him to anger by what your hands have made. Let's move over now to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 91, and I want to read out of the New American Standard Bible today for this psalm. The reason I want to do that is because it uses the term bulwark. When you hear that term, do you understand what that is? Do you have an image that comes to mind? For me, it's this grand wall in medieval days, and it's something that's going to keep the enemy out. Well, the psalm today is talking about God's faithfulness being a bulwark. His bulwark is a strong support and a protection against the evil one. The faithfulness of God defends us against danger and doubt and helps us to remember the sovereignty and the all-powerfulness of our one true God. Psalm 91, security of the one who trusts in the Lord. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is He who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you may find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night or by the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For He will give His angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and cobra. The young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because He has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation. This psalm reminds me of a mighty fortress is our God. Remember the first verse? A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, He amidst the flood of mortal ills prevailing. Let's move on to the New Testament. We're in Titus today. Titus chapter 1, verses 10 through 16. As always, I remind you to go to the Bible Project video. It's a short video to help you understand what Titus is all about. This video reminds us that Titus is a traveling companion of Paul, and Paul has commissioned Titus to go to Crete to restore order in house churches there. Now, the Cretans had a reputation for being liars. In fact, the Greek word kritizo means to be a Cretan, and this is a word for being a liar. And people there were infamous for treachery and greed. However, Paul had started a network of churches there because these were a lot of strategic harbors because Crete is located off of Greece. These churches came under the influence of corrupt Cretan leaders. And in this passage that we're going to read today, Titus is tasked with confronting these corrupt leaders. I don't know if you've ever heard of the poet Epimenides, but Paul in this passage is taking a note from one of his poems. In this poem, Epimenides is frank about the Cretans. He says they're always liars, they're vicious beasts, and they're lazy gluttons. And so Paul kind of turns this to help Titus see the work that he has to do. So that is going to help make sense of what we read today, hopefully, from Titus chapter 1, starting in verse 10. For there are many rebellious people, full of meaningless talk and deception, especially those of the circumcision group. They must be silenced because they are disrupting whole households by teaching things they ought not to teach, and that for the sake of dishonest gain. One of Crete's own prophets has said it. Cretans are always liars, evil brutes, lazy gluttons. This saying is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, so that they will be sound in the faith and will pay no attention to Jewish myths or to the merely human commands of those who reject the truth. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and consciences are corrupted. They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny Him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As we end the podcast today, I just want to pray some of the lyrics from A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you that you are a mighty fortress. And while our ancient foe seeks to work us woe, we know that he is no match for you. There is no equal to you. Lord, you remind us in the psalm that we don't confide in our own strength. Instead, Lord, we look to you. You are our strong tower. Lord, help us not to strive, but rather to turn to you, to the right man on our side. Lord, there are things all around us that seek to threaten us, to cause us to fear, but you have triumphed over this world, and the evil one is doomed for sure. You are the Word made flesh, and you have given us your Spirit and the gifts of your Spirit. Help us, Lord, to not focus on gain that we can have here, on worldly possessions, but on that which is eternal, because your truth and your kingdom abide. Your kingdom is forever. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.